This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Israel continues to face threats to its existence from Hamas in Gaza and Iran's terrorist proxy Hezbollah in the north. Along with the ongoing war, we are seeing Jew hatred rising around the world and, of course, on college campuses all across our nation. The United Nations continues to pass anti-Semitic resolutions. The International Criminal Court is calling for the arrest of Israeli government officials. And the Biden administration continues to pressure Israel to end the war and allow Hamas to remain. So many things going on there in the land of Israel, but in the midst of all of this, we cannot forget that there is a lot of prophetic things that are happening as well. I spoke to Senior Pastor Barry Stagner of Calvary Central OC in California about the prophetic implications of what's happening in Israel at this current moment.
Well, John, I think the most important thing is what we're watching is Israel take center stage in world events. And this is something that the Bible has prophesied that will ultimately reach its fulfillment during the tribulation when Zechariah 12:3 talks about all the nations of the earth are going to be anti-Israel and they will find Jerusalem to be a burdensome stone. And, you know, this is the interesting language there that's referring to an Olympic lifting stone in the ancient games, you know, that the more that the competition goes on, the heavier the stones get. And what we're watching is that the more time moves forward in the prophetic scenario, the heavier burden Israel is becoming to the whole of the world. You know, the United Nations has long been anti-Israeli, and now we're watching, you know, just the people on the streets turning against Israel, which I think is probably one of the most significant developments in the last generation that we're watching unfold. You know, John, as you mentioned, you know, Iran attacking from their own soil introduces a term that we would expect to see in these last days, and that is unprecedented. And we would be looking for a series of things that have reached a level in intensity because of what Jesus said in Matthew 24:8 about the beginning of sorrows, which is also translatable as the commencement of birth pangs. And if we're late in the developmental stage of the heavy labor portion of what Jesus was talking about, which happens in the tribulation period, then we would expect things to reach a level that we've not seen before. And we're watching that happen right now. We're watching the players, you know, who are going to eventually invade Israel from the north now become more and more angry with Israel. It's not just, you know, that there's an ideological disagreement. They're now, you know, becoming aggressive and stating things and moving into an arena that's never before been seen. And we're watching this with Turkey. We're watching this with Russia. Russia has made, in no uncertain terms, veiled and direct threats against anyone that moves against Iran. And we know that these two are a pair of the major players in the Ezekiel invasion. You pair them, you know, Iran and Russia, and then you pair that with the language we've been hearing out of Turkey from Erdogan. And, you know, then, of course, you've got Libya and Sudan who round out the five that are going to invade Israel, being, of course, ideologically linked with the other nations. So, you know, Russia's the only one that's not predominantly Muslim in their religious belief system. But, you know, watching these things, I think it, to a degree it's exciting, and that we should be excited about the potential of the rapture of the church happening at any moment. But we're also watching, you know, the things that are going to move into the tribulation period, which tells us it can't be far off, John, the tribulation that is. And I'm thankful that, as I like to put it to the church, that the great escape precedes the great tribulation. So we should be looking up and watching for that glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Pastor Barry is the author of The Time of the Signs, A Chronology of Earth's Final Events. You can get that book wherever you get your books online. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley.